Got this beat from Cash, not from YouTube. What's up, y'all? My name is Jalen, and this is Unpopular Opinion. It's a podcast that I am starting simply because I recognize that I have different opinions compared to other people. This podcast is not for the weak. It's not for the people who just can't take a joke, who can't accept things. It's for open-minded people, people who are willing to try to understand different sides of different things. Y'all can find me on social media at 410xJalen or Jalen from X Videos, whatever. Follow me on there. Tell y'all about who I am. I'm just a regular person, honestly. I'm a college student, you know, work the normal 9-to-5, work my ass off for real. Yeah, man. Nobody too special. I'm just like, you know, the average nigga for real. But yeah. Welcome to the pod. First, I want to talk about some things. Everything that I say on this podcast is not law. I'm not saying I'm always right, and you don't have to listen to me. But I am going to give my opinion, and you're going to respect that. Anyways, let's get into a topic. My first topic is dating. Man, this shit is crazy, man. Dating in 2021, man. Listen, I can say in 2021, I can say I tried to date maybe like 3-4 girls, and none of them got to like an actual stage where we actually think about being more than like just talking or anything like that. Most of the time it's just, oh, we just talking to each other like maybe every day or some shit like that, but we never like gotten to know, oh, what could we possibly be or anything like that, basically. And I feel like it's like that because, oh man, here we go. I'm about to start already. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I'm not like a narcissist or anything like that. But bro, these hoes don't got nothing for me, bro. Like, in all honesty, bro. Every girl I talked to this year, or like even like entertained for a little bit, bro, y'all didn't have nothing, bro. Like, I don't want to sound like no woman here or nothing like that, but goddamn, bro, why is it so hard to find a girl with her own shit? Why can't I find a girl? Like, damn, bro, she got her own car. Damn, I don't gotta go pick her up and drop off. I guess y'all don't realize, bruh, how much a man has to do when trying to date a woman, like when you're trying to pursue them. Like, bro, if I'm dating a girl that don't got no car, I gotta pick her up. Then we gotta go to wherever we're going. Then, most of the time, wherever we're going, I'm paying for everything because, you know, that's what I'm supposed to do, but we're gonna get in that later. But, I'm paying for everything. I'm doing for everything. Like, I gotta do all these goddamn things for a girl that really don't be doing shit for me, bruh, because I have to impress her, which is some bullshit, but, you know, let's get back into that, her not having shit, but listen, I had to pick up, I gotta take her to where she's going, then I gotta take her back to wherever she gotta go, bro. After all that, bro, they can't even spot me five or something like that for some gas money. Even if, okay, I can see if, like, I ask you to go somewhere, like, if I ask you out, yes, then, like, I'm not obligated to ask for, like, no gas money or, like, anything, because I ask you out, like, that's the principle, everybody know that, like, if you ask somebody else, that's a principle. But how you gonna ask me to go do something, and then you expect me to pay for everything? You expect me to fucking have the gas money and this and that and shit like that, bro. And then if I don't, all of a sudden it's the biggest problem in the world. Like, bro, that is ridiculous, bro. Ain't no way in hell y'all feel that entitled, bro. Like, imagine you as a woman, right? If you, I honestly, no, listen, I would be surprised if a woman would be like, oh, I'm going to take you out on a date, and I'm going to come pick you up, and I'm going to take you here. I have never, ever, ever, ever in my life heard no shit like that. And honestly, I feel like I kind of deserve that once in a while. I'm not saying that shit got to happen all the time. But goddamn, can I get a girl to be like, oh, you want to go to Chick-fil-A real quick? I'll pick you up and take you back home and some shit, bro. Like, why the hell do I always got to go do this shit? Like, bro, I feel like the energy is never returned when I'm dating somebody. Like, why I feel like I'm always doing more than what you're supposed to be doing? You're supposed to be returning the same energy that I have for you. And if you're not interested, just say that. Like, I feel like if you're going, like, just use somebody, I guess that's what it'd be feeling like. Like, it feel like a girl, like, really just use the fuck out of you for what she want. And then, like, once you notice that shit, she act like, oh, you being different, and oh, you're not doing shit that you used to do. Yeah, you wonder why? Because you're not returning the damn energy that you so-called want. The shit that I see on, like, social media and shit like that, like, right now, this shit where, oh, my man gotta bring me flowers. Bro, yeah, flowers is $10. But, bro, a nigga like me, I ain't never, ever, ever, ever in my life ain't got no gift from no girl. And mind you, these girls saying, oh, I love you, and, like, shit, I've been in relationships with, like, bro, you can get a nigga a pack of tank tops and some underwear, bro, and that nigga will be happy, bro, just simply because he got a gift, bro. Y'all niggas don't get niggas gifts, bro. I said y'all niggas. Y'all girls don't get niggas gifts, bro. Y'all don't. I'm just speaking from myself, though. I have never got nothing from no female. I'm giving this whole the world. Like, bro, it don't gotta be expensive. Y'all be right when y'all talk about, oh, flowers $7 or some shit like that. That's exactly right. But before you say some shit like that, bro, think about this. Have you got that man a pack of underwear? Or you got that man a tank top before? Like, bro, this man then took you out on 3 dinner dates, bruh. Dinner dates ain't cheap, bruh. This man didn't put forward the effort, this and that, just to impress you, and you can't even fucking do nothing for him. As simple as, oh, I'm going to get you something from Chick-fil-A or something like that. Bro, Chick-fil-A is $8, bro. But then y'all be expecting niggas to take you out the roof, Chris, and shit like that. Like, that shit is ridiculous. Listen, all I'm saying is return the same energy that you want and you'll get it. Like, you can't be bullshitting and just think that somebody's gonna do stuff for you, bro. That is what children do. Like, as a child, I expected my parents to take care of me and I had to not do anything. But now I'm older, bro. Like, I can't do that shit no more. I can't wait for my mother to take care of me, bro. Like, we too old to be waiting for somebody to do something for you while you're not doing something back. Like, I don't know if y'all ever heard of this before, but equivalent exchange, right? My nerves are coming out a little bit. Basically, you can't give something. I mean, you can't give, like, you can't receive anything without giving up something that's equivalent. So basically, yeah. Just accept the fact that some of y'all really not doing nothing. I'm not saying all of y'all, because I know plenty of women that spoil that man, which is great. I never experienced it though, and that's just me. But yeah, we're gonna talk about the fellas now. Fellas, y'all gotta stop, bro. Y'all niggas is fucking it up for the rest of us, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Fellas, y'all and lying to these girls and saying y'all want to be in relationships, bro, just because you want to fuck, that's fucking up for the rest of us, bro. Literally. Nigga like me, if I know I don't want to be in a relationship, I'm literally going to say it. Like, I tell you, bro, I don't want to be nothing more than friends. In all honesty, like, a girl might not like that shit, but she gonna respect that you, like, did not lie to her. And honestly, if that's what she wanna do, like, if she just wanna fuck, she gonna fuck. But stop lying and saying you wanna be in a relationship, and then after when you fuck, bruh, you just boof, cause that's, like, really wild as fuck. You done basically played with that girl feeling. Now she fucking don't trust nobody ever. So when the right nigga come around, damn, bruh. Now you gotta fight extra hard. And all I'm saying is, bruh, I'm not fucking cleaning up after somebody else's mess, bruh. So every time I encounter a woman like that, like, that's like, oh, I don't trust nobody, I'm not dealing with that, bro. You got it. If you don't trust somebody, you don't trust somebody. Fix that shit yourself, bro. But y'all gotta stop doing that, because you fucking it up. Like, yeah, I'm missing out. We missing out on opportunities simply because y'all niggas is fucking up for us. Like, bro, if you want to be a little hot boy or whatever, fucking everything, bro, just be honest about it, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with it. If you want to fuck, go ahead and fuck, bro. Free world, we grown, bro. But yeah, do what you wanna do, bro. But stop fucking it up and stop fucking buying OnlyFans, you weirdos. Porn is free. Man, let's get back into this dating shit. What I like about dating in 2021, I feel like it ain't creepy, bro. Like, dating back in the day, like, from, like, stories, what I heard, like, oh, niggas will show up to your house and shit like that. Like, they'll show up to your house, they'll break your shit. All while you not in a relationship, though. Like, niggas probably go on, like, 2 or 3 dates, and all of a sudden, niggas expect you to, fucking not talk to nobody else and all types of shit, but like the freedom that you get dating in 2021 is crazy. Like, it is literally okay. I don't care what nobody say, bro. It's okay to date multiple people at one time. Now, being in a relationship with multiple people at one time, that's not okay. But dating, like y'all just talking, it's perfectly fine. I don't care what nobody say, bro. I gotta figure out what I like, bro. And honestly, if you wanted me so bad, you would apply pressure. That's simple as that. But yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with dating multiple people, bruh. And that's what I like. That, like, in 2021, it's kind of, like, normalized that niggas can just date multiple people. That's cool. I respect it. Like, when I first started talking to a girl, I expect that she's talking to other people, but I'm not gonna, like, be mad about it. Why would I be mad about it, bro? I came late to the game, bro. If I really like her, I'm sure that I like her. But one thing about it, I'm not fighting on another nigga for no spot. I also gotta know, like, that you fucking with me back, so I know, like, that I have a chance, like, you have to show me that I have a chance. Just let me know. That's all it is, bro. Just let niggas know that they got a fighting chance. Let them know that you might want to be in a relationship or something like that. Just communicate, bro. That's really the only problem. And now I'm going to get into like what I don't like. When you dating, the communication is horrible, bro. Like, niggas don't let you know, like, your intentions, bro. Like, if you dating somebody, like I said earlier, if you just want to fuck, bro, you gotta let niggas know, bro. Like, if you dating to just, like, be in a relationship and see how it go, you gotta let it know, like, or if you dating to get married, which I'm personally not doing, I can't date to marry, because that shit is wild, bro. Marriage is just fucking scam. But if you dating to marry, you gotta let people know, like, another thing, like, you gotta, I let people know, like, when I'm dating, I had this one problem that I don't tell, but y'all gonna know now because y'all left me the podcast. I have this thing called the 3-day rule, right? And when I'm dating a woman, you have either 3 dates, or yeah, 3 dates. Yeah, 3 dates to either go half on the date, pay for the whole date, or invite me out to a date. And honestly, if you invite me out to a date, you don't even have to pay, but just the fact that I know that you're interested to invite me out somewhere, that's like one of the 3 things. You have 3 dates in order to do that, though. So, like, after 3 and you don't do any of those things, I'm gonna just drop you. I'm gonna stop talking to you. And that's kind of a toxic trait, but not really, because you should communicate better to let me know that you're interested. And somebody that's interested would either invest in you mentally or financially, honestly. It don't gotta be physically yet, because, like, that's more of a relationship thing, like, investing physically, but like mentally and financially, that's like the first steps to like investing into somebody else, letting them know that you're interested. And I can say this, a lot of women don't invest, but let's stop bashing women, because I sound like a woman hater. A lot of men don't invest either. Get that shit too, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a gentleman. I always, like, if you with me, anybody. I'm not gonna anybody can vouch for me. If you with me, I pay for you, bro. Like, especially my homeboys too. Like, if I'm out with my homeboys, I pay for them. Like, we go out somewhere. Like, yeah, bro, I got you, bro. What you want? Even if we in like fucking Chick-fil-A drive through or some shit like that, bro, I got you. Like, what you want, bro? Or like, if I invite a girl on somewhere, I'm paying for you because I invited you. And just simply, if I like you, I'm gonna invest in you. Like, money ain't shit, bro. It's just like how much I like you, bro. That money ain't shit. I can make money easily, bro. Just go to fucking work. I work every day anyway, bro. That shit ain't nothing. But how much I like you is how much I would invest in you. I'm not saying like I'm a investor a certain amount. Like, I'm not gonna buy you no damn Louis bag or whatever the fuck you want, bro. I'm not buying that shit, bro. You buy that shit for yourself, bro, because you don't need that shit. But I damn sure buy, like, I take y'all on a date or something like that. Like, I don't know. If you tell me, say if a girl tell me she interested in art, I would buy her, I don't know, like a color pencil set or like some type of painting kit or some shit like that. Something that, like, I know I can invest into her, basically. Like, I'm not, you know, every girl don't need no damn Louis bag, bro. I'm not doing that shit, bro. That shit not it. And then, like, I'm not gonna lie, if you ask him for shit like that, that just tells me a lot about you anyway. I'm good. We keep that shit. All right, next subject about dating. I kind of already went over this a little bit, but what do I expect from a woman when I am dating? Me, I'm not gonna lie, I just expect you to show interest. Like I said earlier, I just wanted to know that you're interested. Like, I don't want to waste my time because I have, like, other things I could be doing in my life other than wasting my time with you. Like, bro, if you use a free meal or some shit like that, bro, if you're using me as a free meal, bro, get the fuck out my face, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Like, honestly, get the fuck out my face. Like, what are you doing that for? What do you gain from that? That's why, like, most of the time on first dates, I don't like going to restaurants on first dates. That is, like, the worst. I don't like going to restaurants. I don't like going to the movies on the first date. I like doing shit that's, like, real cheap, so I know what the fuck is, like, really going on. Like, I want to know what is really going on. Like, I think the best first date I ever had, I went to a coffee shop. And it was, I'm not gonna lie, it was really fun. It was like a homework date. Both of us, we was in school. This was back in, like, when I was in high school. We was both, like, I mean, I already knew her, but, like, we was already friends. It's not like a first date, like, oh, I don't really know you that much, I gotta get to know you. Like, I already knew her, but, like, it's like an actual, like, official date. Like, we trying to, like, see what the fuck we gonna do. And it was real nice. Like, we drank coffee. Well, I had coffee and she had tea. And yeah, we just doing homework and chatting. It was real nice. Like, it was real cheap and nice. And, like, it was very interesting because I'm learning some things about, like, bro, I feel like if I don't have to, like, have that pressure, be like, oh, I gotta spend like $100 on this date just to impress this girl. Like, bro, that is probably, like, the best feeling ever. You'll probably get to learn and, like, meet fucking, like, the best people that way. Just try that shit, bro. Like, be open to new things, bro. Even if it's just, like, walking around the park or some shit like that, bro. If y'all expectations, I feel like y'all, like, fucking expectations be too high for, like, the first couple dates. Like, after a while, yeah, then you're supposed to go like on the like more expensive things. Like, bro, y'all know how expensive go-karting is, bro? I did not know that shit was that expensive, bro. That shit like $150 for like fucking two races, bro. That shit crazy, and that's for one person. That is a lot of money, bro, to drive around for fucking 15 minutes. And I might sound cheap, bro, but I ain't gonna lie, bro. Money don't grow on trees, bro. And these bills gotta get paid, bro. And I don't have the fucking blessing to be able to fucking make a OnlyFans or some shit like that, bro. So I gotta be sending more money. But to go back, bro, like, simply accept like cheaper dates, bro. Like, it don't have to be fucking expensive shit, bro. I want a girl that's like versatile with that shit. Like, she understand, like, I don't gotta spend $1,000 just to impress her and shit. Like, and I don't try to, but like, if I like you, I will spend it. Like, best believe, bro. I like you, I will spend it. And if that's what you into, bro, if you want dates like that, go ahead. But that's not what you getting from me, bro. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead and look for the next sucker, cause it ain't me, bro. But yeah, check me out, check me out. Let's get into the next topic. Somebody asked me to do this topic. I'm not going to say who it was, but they asked me to do this topic. I actually did a poll on this on Instagram before, I believe. So some of y'all might like recognize this conversation if y'all from Instagram, whatever. They said, can a single mother raise a boy to be a man? And my answer to that question is no. Your mom can teach you a million things, a million great things, a million bad things. But simply, your mom is not a man. She can't teach you the hard thing, like the hard truths that a man has to just learn on his own. Like, she can't teach you why we live in a world where it's always man up and shit like that. Like, no matter how much, no matter how hard your mom is gonna be on you, bro, she can't teach you like how to be, I wouldn't say tough, but like masculine. She can't teach you that. Like, some women are not that feminine. Like, my mom, she's not really that feminine, like, at all. She got raised by a man. So, and I was raised by her, and it's just me and her. So, yeah. She can't teach you everything. Like, obviously, your mom is gonna have feminine tendencies because she hangs around women. And she can't around men too, but like, still, she's gonna have feminine tendencies. Like, I can't really explain, but like, as a man, you cannot display them feminine tendencies at all. Like, it's not in the world, in this world that we live in, it's not accepted for a man to have feminine tendencies. Y'all can say all day that, oh, it is accepted. It is accepted. We want men to be more sensitive. We want men to express their feelings. Y'all really don't. At all. Like, y'all really don't. Like, as a man that try to express his feelings, when you try to, niggas with street tires. Yeah, man up, bro. Like, suck that shit up. Y'all just don't understand how many times I've tried to, like, express myself and niggas would be like, bro, man the fuck up. Like, it don't be exactly man up, but niggas, it's basically like that. Like, it's basically telling you, oh, man up. Like, you a man, you supposed to do this, bro. Like, there's no explanation to that. Only a man can tell you why it's like that. So, like, only a man can toughen you up for how reality is going to treat you. And that's where you do need a father. Kind of. Not even a father, but like a male figure. Any male figure in your life, like uncle, fucking even like a cousin, an older cousin, or like somebody, grandfather. You don't need a father, bruh. You'll be alright. Just somebody you can look up to, like, oh, he's a strong-minded male. Someone who can't break, like, under pressure. Like, as a man, if you like break under pressure, like, that is viewed as a weakness. Like, even a man crying is viewed as weakness, which is wild as fuck. But, you know, that's just how life is. Like, you gotta accept that shit. And it's okay for a man to cry. But don't be always ugly crying, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I catch a man ugly crying, bro. It's rough, bro. We gonna laugh at you, bro. And see, that's where that, see how that, I just did that? That's where that man up toxic shit comes from. Like, I'm just norm, like, I'm a norm to that, bruh. Like, shit like that. Like, all my homeboys, we play around all day. We'll be talking about, like, if somebody talk about some serious shit, we'll crack a joke. Maybe just a light in the mood or some shit like that. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, niggas don't want to talk about that sad shit all the time, bro. But, yeah. Nah. A woman can't teach you them things. Like, she can't teach you what the world is gonna portray you as. Because she don't understand it. She's never been in, like, them shoes. Just like how a man can't understand how a woman, like, how they're gonna go through things. Like, a single father, like, it's rare, but there is such thing as single fathers. A single father is gonna have just as much trouble as a single mother would raising a daughter compared to, like, a single mother raising a son. It is the same exact thing. I'm not saying, like, one side is fucking better than the other. Like, no side got it harder, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Like, it's hard on both sides. You honestly just need, like, both of your parents to, like, it's like a balance. Like, a balance between things is, like, actually fucking real, bro. Like, you need masculine and feminine energy in order to become a complete person. Like, if you can't let one overload the other, or, like, you're gonna, like, not be exactly, well, I'm not gonna say you're not gonna be who you are, but, like, you can't be exactly what you need to be in life. Like, if I didn't have, like, a mother, I don't know, I'll probably fucking be like a woman hater or some shit like that. Like, if I didn't have that to, like, understand woman emotions, like, I would be, like, the most heartless person ever. Like, I have to watch, like, when I talk to my mom and stuff, like, when she venting and stuff like that, I have to, like, actually sit there and diagnose, like, what the fuck she be talking about. Cause something I just don't understand, cause I'm not a woman. Like, you just don't understand. But I can relate more to, like, when if I talk to one of my homeboys or something like that about some shit, because they understand like how the male mind works compared to like me. And talking to like a woman, even if it's like aunt or like even like nieces and nephew, and I said no, not nephew, like nieces and like female cousins, stuff like that, it's always going to be like a little barrier because men and women don't fully understand each other. And I think that's really one of the main reasons why like male and woman attract each other, because they don't understand each other. You know, they say like opposites attract each other, but I don't know, that's just like a conspiracy theory or whatever I have. Like, opposites attract each other, so since male and woman don't really like are not really the same, they like attract each other. Because it's always weird, like the people that like are different from each other always attract each other. Like the, I don't know if y'all seen this, but like the loud and outspoken girlfriend always got the quiet and like chill boyfriend or something like that. That's really true, bro. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I see that a lot, which is weird. But also the same, like fucking weirdos date weirdos, bruh. But that's cause nobody else accept weirdos, bruh. Weirdos are like the outsiders. So only other weirdos accept weirdos. And then there's like the occasional, you know, like, oh, the weirdos accepted by the norms or whatever. But that's just like occasional. But yeah, at this point I'm just fucking mumbling, bro. Hey man, listen, I'm kind of getting tired of talking, bro. So let me get this shit over with, bro. What we talked about? We talked about motherfucking. Listen, we talked about dating. That shit ass. But I'm gonna keep trying. Hopefully that shit is like, it gets better for me. I keep saying I'm ready for a girlfriend, like a serious relationship, but I don't know if I'm really ready yet. I just gotta find that right person. We talk about if a man can be, you know, if a boy can be raised into a man by a single mom. I still don't believe they can, but honestly, there are some exceptions. Like, yeah. And oh yeah, another thing. A man, like if you only have your mom, bro, you missed out on like a lot of things. Like that also like affects your relationships and things like that. Like, it's some things that you wouldn't even notice, like how you talk to women and stuff like that. You'll miss out on those things, like simply because you don't have a father to like correct you or something like that. Like, if you don't have no father figure, you miss out on so many things. But yeah, just want to remind y'all that this whole podcast is simply my opinion, and they probably definitely unpopular. Some things you probably don't agree with, some things you probably do agree with, and that's fine. But honestly, life goes on, nigga. If you don't like it, just shut the fuck up, honestly. Keep that shit to yourself. But, yeah. Thank y'all for listening, man. Hopefully, I drop a new episode sometime next week. And, yeah, man. I'm out.